if you bite into an organic apple, like this one, and it doesn't have any worms, chances are some farmer sprayed it with a virus. But don't worry, the virus won't hurt you. That only infects an insect pest, the codling moth. Now, in a few orchards in Germany, though, these insects are surviving doses of the virus, and apple growers are scared. NPR's Dan Charles has more.
Wherever a codling moth finds an apple, it lays its eggs. Worms hatch and dig right in, distressing farmers and disgusting consumers.
Obviously, no one likes to bite into an apple and see a worm staring them in the face.
Larry Hull is an entomologist with Penn State University. He studies insects that afflict fruit trees, including the codling moth.
It's become a pretty severe pest and has developed resistance to a lot of the insecticides that growers commonly use, or at least they used to use.
But the codling moth has a natural enemy, the codling moth granulovirus. Scientists found it first in sick moths collected in Mexico. Companies now grow lots of the virus by infecting swarms of the insects. They mash up the dead moths, package the resulting liquid, and sell it to farmers to spray on apple trees. This biological insecticide caught on first among Germany's many organic farmers almost 20 years ago. Johannes Jähle works for the Agricultural Service Center in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate.
It's much more important for the organic because they don't have any chemicals. So actually, it's the key product in the organic production of apple to control the codling moth.
In the last two or three years, apple growers in the U.S., mostly organic growers, have started using it too. But in Germany, in a few orchards, wormy apples recently reappeared. Farmers called in a team of scientists to figure out why. And in this week's issue of Science magazine, the researchers announced their answer. Codling moths have evolved resistance to the virus. In 13 orchards in southern Germany, moths can survive, on average, a dose of the virus 1,000 times higher than what would kill a typical moth. This was a little bit shocking. David Heckel from the Max Planck Institute for Chemical Ecology in Jena, Germany, says many people didn't believe insects could become resistant to a virus.
Even though viruses have been used in agriculture and forestry for a long time, there has never really been reported any problems of the insects developing resistance to it.
This resistance emerged and spread very fast. For apple growers who rely on the virus, it's an alarming development. But there is some good news. The moths have evolved resistance only to one strain of the codling moth granulovirus, the one that's sold commercially. But there are other strains collected from sick moths in other parts of the world. Those strains of the virus still work. So there's still hope you can avoid that unpleasant encounter with an apple worm. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.